Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Shaylee McNeil, talking about a big win in the dietary guidelines for beef producers in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
She's been articulating the nutritional benefits of beef on behalf of cattle producers for a lot of years now. Dr. Shaylee McNeil with us today out of the Denver office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We've had the results of the latest dietary guidelines for a little while now, but she's still really pumped up about the good news coming out of the dietary guidelines when it comes to beef and babies.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're excited about is the renewed interest on infant feeding in early years for young families. Because if you think about advice about meat eating, we tend to think that we hear a lot more about eat less red meat. Actually, though, that advice has been changing. We're starting to see more encouragement of lean meats in the diet, but renewed emphasis on the importance of introducing iron-rich foods like beef starting at 6 months of age. Many infants in the U.S. aren't getting the iron that they need, and beef, of course, is a very good source of iron, and not just iron, but zinc and protein and B vitamins and other nutrients that children in the early years need for growth and development. So we're seeing more encouragement of those guidelines, and we're doing a lot to educate pediatricians about this new information.
What's been the game plan to let everybody really engage and buy into that?
You know, one of the great things about the Beef Checkoff is that we also, not only do we have great science to stand behind what we talk about, but we also have market research. And so we were able to do research with pediatricians to understand what are their barriers, what are the gaps that they have in understanding, and what holds them back from recommending meat in the early years, because we know that the American Academy of Pediatrics encourages iron-rich meats starting at 6 months of age, but pediatricians still have that gap in knowledge. So we've been providing continuing medical education for them so they can hear the latest science. We're also providing tips and how-tos so that they can feel more confident educating their parents on how to do it. A lot of parents and pediatricians still have in the back of their mind that it could be a choking hazard, right? So we want to educate them that you're no more likely to choke on beef than you are any introduction of first foods for babies. It's safe to include. We can teach them how to puree it. We can teach them how to shred beef. Great recipes for incorporating it, and that's a lot of the work that the checkoff is doing.
These latest dietary guidelines do recognize the value of beef as a nutrient-dense food, but Dr. McNeil says it hasn't always been that way.
It's been a long uphill battle to clearly recognize meats as a nutrient-dense, nutrient-rich food. And so one of the things that we've seen over the years with guidance related to meat is more inclusion, more encouragement of including lean meats in the diet, recognizing that they're nutrient-rich. You know, we often hear about vegetables and fruits being so healthy for you, but meats are very healthy for you too. And so one of the transitions that we've seen, for example, previous guidelines had really focused on plant-based, encourage the American consumer to eat more plant-based. What we've seen is a little bit of shift away from that and saying, yes, you need to eat vegetables and fruits, but you need other nutrient-rich foods like meats are nutrient-rich. So more favorable language that way, more educational moments to recognize how to enjoy beef as part of a healthy dietary pattern. So much of the research that has given beef a bad rap is looking at beef in unhealthy diets. Well, we don't need to look at research on beef in unhealthy diets. What we want to do is look at beef in a healthy diet, because that's what we're trying to encourage Americans to do, is eat healthier diets with beef. And that research shows that you can easily include beef into your diet and get great nutrition and health benefits.
Dietitian Dr. Shaylee McNeil. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Pieper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.